Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. The just shall stand with great constancy against those that afflicted them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Easter season, Eastertide, has a special characteristic, which is that of great joy, of rejoicing, the lilies and the white and the glory of the resurrection. In the light of the saints, we see our risen Savior, and in the light of our risen Savior, we see better than ever before the saints and their glory. Yet at the same time, remember that this season is not without its dangers, because there is a certain letting up of the intensive penance, and thus for most people prayer and piety of Lent. This is when the devil often strikes and people grow weary of doing good and more easily are led astray by the devil, and a lot of sins get committed, perhaps more than during Lent, during Eastertide. Nevertheless, let us persevere beyond any temptation or difficulty. Our Lord tells us at the beginning of the epistle of the old Mass of St. Anicetus, Pope and martyr, whom we honor today, from the Book of Wisdom, that the just stand with great constancy against all of these people or all these things, including demons, or tiredness, or certain lack of patience, lack of trust, whatever it might be, we stand with great constancy against them all. St. Anicetus lived at a time that was known as the Golden Age of Gnosticism. Here it was only the second century, and already there were two apostate priests in Rome who were teaching this doctrine of the good God versus the bad God, which has been with us ever since. And the church was then divided over that, and a lot of souls fell into error because of this. At the same time, we don't know too much about St. Anicetus, his 11 years of ruling over the church. The only decree that he gives us is an interesting little one, saying that priests should not worry about how they do their hair. Every now and again there's some awful effeminate fashion for men to worry about their hairdo. You see it with young people sometimes today. And the Pope said he didn't want to see any of that on his priests. He wanted the priests to be all very unworldly in the way they dress their hair. And remember, that's the same idea why women veil their heads, because their hair is supposed to be beautiful, but in church, out of respect to the angels, they're meant then to cover their hair, which, as St. Paul says, is their glory. The other thing we know about St. Anicetus is that he had a celebrated meeting with one of the great saints of the East, St. Polycarp, who came to see the Pope because there was a dispute about when Easter should be observed. In the East, they still observed Easter at Passover, because after all, Lord died and he rose again in coincidence with the Jewish feast of the slaying of the Paschal Lamb. But in the West, in Rome, the custom was to compute the date for Easter according to the actual date of the month rather than by the Jewish feast, lest the Catholics be seen to be following Jewish customs, which would be scandalous. So there was a dispute, and the Holy Father didn't want to push the point, and neither did the saint, and so the two saints agreed, as it were, to disagree, which was an unusual example of a certain way of keeping peace in the early church. And sometimes that would be a good example for us to follow still today in order to keep our Paschal peace. The other saint I want to tell you about today is one of the three founders of the Cistercian order. And he found himself unable to agree to disagree and went from one monastery to another during his time because he wanted to follow the pure rule of Saint Benedict, with the monks working hard and praying and being very poor and penitential. And at that time, the monasteries were rich and richly endowed, and the life was not always what it should be. St. Stephen came from Dorsetshire in England, was a monk at a monastery in France for a while. He left with the abbot, Robert of Molem, to begin a new foundation, which became the Cistercian order. But he had a very hard time. And this is where that idea of perseverance, of staying with it, that's in today's Mass for St. Anicetus, comes to full flower. Because it almost seemed that this was not God's will, and that God was not blessing what they were doing, because most of the novices that came to join their new order died. They were in a very unhealthy area. And furthermore, there wasn't enough food for the monks. Crops were not sufficient, and there wasn't enough money to buy food for the few monks who did survive. And he sent one of the last monks with some of the last money out to buy some food, and the poor dying man saw how badly the monks looked, and he took pity on them and bought them a wagon load of food, but that in turn ran out. And it was just at that time when St. Stephen was probably tempted to question whether or not he was really doing God's will, and probably about ready to give up, as people are often tempted to give up, I say, after Easter, in some maybe a lesser way, but still. It was just at that point when St. Bernard of Clairvaux arrived with 30 of his friends and relatives, and everything changed overnight. Here was this enormously talented and incredibly devout and disciplined young man, charismatic figure, who brought all of his friends with him, and overnight the monastery, going from dying now to flourishing, it knew a true resurrection. Imagine if St. Stephen and the others had given up, closed up shop, went back to their original monasteries. None of this grace would ever have come. St. Bernard brought to the whole church the light of the church in the 12th century, Bernard of Clairvaux, because the founders persevered through all of these terrible difficulties. Sometimes even in the joys of Easter, we're meant to just persevere through sometimes awful difficulties till God makes his holy will known, or till he sends relief and an answer to our prayers. In the old gospel of today's Mass, we have the Sunday gospel for one of the Sundays after Easter, when our Lord talks about not to grow too sorrowful, because our sorrow will be turned into joy, that a woman, when she is about to give birth, is sad because her hour has come. But when she has given birth, she doesn't remember anymore the pain that she knew at childbirth for joy that a man is born into the world. And I am sure that after the arrival of St. Bernard of Clairvaux, St. Stephen Harding and the others who had suffered so didn't remember the hard days anymore because of the beauty of God's blessing. During Eastertide then, let us pray for the grace of perseverance. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.